I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has threatened his one-time mayoral opponent Mary Norwood with legal action over statements about voter impersonation that she made earlier this year. The AJC reports that an attorney representing Reed says Norwood's accusations of voter manipulation in the 2009 election damaged Reed's reputation. Reed is demanding that Norwood retract her statements. Reed's attorney also wants Norwood to preserve any records related to her comments, which were secretly recorded at a meeting of Young Republicans in June. Norwood lost that 2009 election to Reed by 714 votes. Meanwhile, Fulton and DeKalb County certified last week's mayoral runoffs last night. Keisha Lance Bottoms actually defeated Mary Norwood by 832 votes. Norwood has 48 hours to request a recount. She spoke to 11 Alive after the results were certified.
I have the authority and ability to ask for a recount. With such a close election, it is absolutely imperative that we take a look at every single ballot.
Election officials say a recount will likely be completed by the end of the week. The election season isn't over quite yet, by the way. Two special elections are scheduled for January 9th to fill vacancies in the Georgia Senate and House of Representatives. According to the AJC, the elections will fill the seats of former Senator Rick Jeffries and former Representative Brian Strickland. Both men resigned to compete in other races. Eight candidates filed papers to run in those special elections. If needed, runoffs will be held in February. And state officials say Georgia could run out of federal funding for its Peach Care for Kids program as early as next month. The program provides insurance to children and working families that earn too much to qualify for Medicaid but can't afford private coverage. Federal funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, which includes Peach Care, expired on September 30th. CHIP, through Peach Care, covers nearly 130,000 children in Georgia. Georgia Health News reports that the U.S. House passed a bill in early November that funds the CHIP program for 5 years, but the U.S. Senate hasn't acted yet. Georgia receives about $400 million in federal funding annually for Peach Care. And the Georgia Public Service Commission will decide on December 21st whether to let Plant Vogel's expansion move forward or to kill the $25 billion project. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, commissioners voted yesterday to move up the timetable for a decision on the nuclear project. That project's been plagued by massive cost overruns that have driven up the price tag to nearly twice the original estimate. Supporters say Vogel represents the country's best opportunity to roll out the next generation of nuclear power, but opponents call the expansion a failed investment that's costing Georgia ratepayers billions of dollars more than originally advertised. And the Buckhead lawyer accused of shooting and killing his wife has been released from jail on $750,000 bond. According to Fox 5, Fulton County deputies say Tex MacGyver will wear an ankle monitor before his trial next year. MacGyver admits that he shot his wife Diane while she slept in the couple's vehicle last summer, but he claims the gun fired accidentally. MacGyver's trial was scheduled for early March, but prosecutors want to delay the starting date to better examine the potential evidence. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.